Hello and welcome back. This is video number two, and we're going to talk about where you can go to get WooCommerce themes. So a lot of you might be thinking, okay, where do I get a theme that looks like maybe something of my industry or my target market so that I don't have to design it from scratch? See, back in the day, you would have to design it from scratch, but nowadays there are hundreds, if not thousands, of WooCommerce themes that you can pick and choose from. So going back to why you want to create your store and what niche you want to create your store for, those are crucial things to have in mind as you begin to look for WooCommerce themes. So what I'm going to do now is just show you different sites that you can go to get WooCommerce themes. The first one is called templatemonster.com. That's templatemonster.com. Template Monster has been around since themes were even created, when themes were beginning to be created initially, many, many decades ago. So they have tons and tons of different themes that you can pick and choose from. Now, there are tons of themes here, and bear in mind that there are many themes here that are not compatible to WordPress. So you need to look for a WooCommerce theme, or make sure that the theme is compatible to that platform, because there are many themes that are compatible to a variety of different platforms. So you need to keep that in mind as you look at different themes. So if you go to the site and up at the top, you click on this icon here, you'll see under website templates, WordPress themes, WooCommerce themes, and Elementor Marketplace. So the difference here between WordPress themes and WooCommerce themes is WordPress simply encompasses everything WordPress. WooCommerce, on the other hand, will look like an actual store. That's why you need to figure out, do you want it on a subdomain or do you want it on a subfolder? Some people realize this when they begin to install the theme that, okay, you have a blog, you have different content on the main site, whereas the store is totally different. So that's why I mentioned that in video number one. So when you go to WooCommerce themes, they're obviously going to look like an e-commerce store. So as you can see here, Template Monster has 791 WooCommerce themes as of now. Of course, that number will grow beyond later down the road. So as you can see, here's a list of the WooCommerce themes. You can see the different designs and all that. Now, I want to say, if you want to focus on a target market and you want that theme to be designed around that target market, you can search for that target market. So let's say, for example, books. So we don't know necessarily if there's a theme for books, but let's just do a search. So we look at this and we think, okay, we have an e-commerce store that is focused on books. Now, this is great because it gives you an idea of what is possible. And if you just want to start out of the gate and you don't really want to think and you just want to start uploading your products and that's it, this is the best technique to apply. All right. So books, different categories, different niches, just type that in and do a search and find the theme that you like and go for it. Now, I want to say you may find free WooCommerce themes out there, but I want to caution you because a lot of those themes, and I won't say all of those themes, but some of those themes have viruses or they're merely released for free so that they can link back to the creator's site. And there's nothing wrong with that in terms of backlinks, but as a business owner, if you're trying to run a business, you want to run a good business, you want to make sure that the WooCommerce theme is updated constantly. So at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you choose a theme that costs a little bit of money. The reason why we caution you against free themes, not necessarily all the time viruses, but even if they are clean because they are free, long-term wise and long-term view, they may shut down. All right. So another thing you want to think about when you find a theme is the theme developed by a reputable vendor? Now, you won't really know that unless you do a little bit of research. So if you go here, for example, and let's say we want to choose maybe the one up here. So we click on details. And Template Monster, what they'll do is, as you scroll down, it says it's $94. And you can get it a lot cheaper at different sites, which I'll show you in just a minute. But as you can see here, if you scroll down, this is what it looks like. We can see intro, benefits, reviews. A lot of times I like to go to reviews to see if other people have purchased it. Because just because the theme looks nice doesn't always mean that it's going to work properly. The reviews and the comments are great because it'll tell you if there are problems with that theme. So we notice here that there are no reviews and no comments for this theme. If we do a search on a different theme and we see a lot of reviews, we see a lot of comments that say something like, oh, this is a really good, easy install. That is something that you might want to go forward with. But if you look at the reviews and comments and they say, this theme, I installed it, I had a lot of problems, I spent hours, I couldn't figure out, and you don't see support actually responding, then that's surefire, you know, reason to stay away from that particular theme. So you really need to do your diligence beyond just picking and choosing a theme. Now, one site, and it's several sites that you can choose, first of all, is WooCommerce. So WooCommerce.com, that's the main site, which is by WordPress. If you go to the theme store and all themes, most of the time, and pretty much the majority, 99.9% or even 100%, these themes are guaranteed to work because it's developed by a reputable company. It's developed by WooCommerce themselves. So if you come here, you simply select theme store, you can see there's different industries. So you can pick and choose the industry that matches you. And that's what I recommend that you do. So if you scroll down here, and let's say, for example, that we do something like software. So we scroll down further and take a look at what they have. Let's see, they have this one here. Let's choose something else. Let's do arts and crafts. So we scroll down. There's only one theme, but if you click on that, we can get a better idea of what the theme is, how it's laid out, take a look at the demo, so you can get an idea of what is possible. Now, I want to say, even though the theme might be for a specific niche, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be targeted just for that niche. You can take something that's dealing with arts and crafts and, of course, change it to something like electronics or books and so forth. You don't have to be tied to that. But I'm just showing you this method just because it's easier. Now, another site that you can go to is called themeforest.net. That's themeforest.net. And themeforest.net is owned by a company called Envato. And Envato has been around for a long, long time, to the point that you can literally find hundreds and hundreds of themes. And a lot of these actually have comments and actually have reviews. The reason why I wanted to show you the Template Monster was simply because I wanted to show you the different avenues and the different options that you have. So if you scroll down here, we can see different themes that are compatible with WooCommerce. And you can see that there's a lot of themes here that look really nice. Now, one method that I like to take here is after I do a search on, say, e-commerce themes or WooCommerce themes. So you can go to WordPress and go to e-commerce. And most likely these fit WooCommerce, but you got to double check as well, because as you can see here, there's 1,322 WordPress WooCommerce themes, but there's also themes that are compatible to Cart 66 or Jiggershop. So these may not necessarily be compatible to WooCommerce. Now, if you go here and let's see, we look at the top, they always rank it by sales. So you can see this theme has been sold 100,000 times or, you know, 36,000 times or 12,000 times. This gives us a good reason that, okay, if people are buying this many people bought it, then the theme has less problems, then the theme is being updated. So let's say that we want to choose this one here. So comparatively to Template Monster, as you can see, $100 versus, you know, $30 to $50, Theme Forest is definitely cheaper. So if you scroll down here, you can see that this one theme can actually fit many different niches. It doesn't have to be necessarily one niche. But sometimes if you find a theme that focuses on one niche, it will actually create solutions that will fit that one niche. All right, so that's the advantage of finding a theme that fits one niche. Now, this is sort of like a one size fits all. All right, so we got 4.0 Woodmart. This one has a lot of physical products, but as you can see, it fits many niches. Now, the one thing that you want to make sure of when you look for a WooCommerce theme is it easy to set up? So this one, they market a visual drag and drop header layout builder. So that's a good sign if you want to just simply drag and drop things and set things up really easily and quickly. So as we scroll down, we're seeing a lot of different features, a lot of different benefits and different features, different plugins that are included. So I want to say, when you find a theme that you really like and you want to do some due diligence, what you want to do is you want to scroll all the way down to the bottom, and it will show you what we call a changelog. A changelog basically tells you how many times or how much the theme has been updated. So as of today, this is January 14th, 2020, so you know, this was uploaded a while ago, actually a few weeks ago, but we can see that every update has a ton of different features. So that's a good sign. So if we scroll back to the top here, we can see what it is compatible with. So it's compatible with WooCommerce 3.8, 3.7, 3.6. And it's also compatible with WordPress 5.3, 5.2, 5.1, and 5.0. So what that tells us is this is updated frequently, and that's a good sign. So beyond the sales, if we take a look at the comments, what we're looking here is, are the comments and are the questions being resolved and responded to? So it says here, is there a way to rearrange the order of the product attributes? And the author has responded during the same day. So that's a good sign. Sometimes you might find a theme that is being sold, but the author's not responding. So that's a problem, because if you run into a problem and the author's not communicating with you, then you're going to run into that roadblock and you'll have lose some money. So that's why I say find a theme that you like and do some due diligence. Now, another site that we recommend is called creativemarket.com. That's creativemarket.com. So if you go here and you type in WooCommerce, as I've done earlier, you will see it says 1,300 design assets. So it's actually a little bit more than Envato. Creative Market is fantastic. Not only does it have themes, it has a lot of other things as well. Now, as you scroll down, you can see a lot of different themes, a lot of pink, a lot of purple. I will say Creative Market is a lot more geared towards women and businesses that cater to women. Fashion, beauty, arts and crafts, and things like that. Not to necessarily say that those are geared 100% towards women. Those could be men as well. But Creative Market is, in my opinion, I would rank this number one. I would say Envato number two, and then the rest follows. Because Creative Market, I feel like their designs are really well laid out. So this is definitely another site that you can look at. Same methods. Take a look at the theme. If you like it, take a look at the vendor. Look at the comments. Look at the ratings. Make sure it adds all up before you buy a theme. Because I can't tell you the countless of times where we spent hundreds and like thousands of dollars on themes only to realize that the theme just didn't work out of the box. So that's why I say it's a matter of looking for the theme and doing your due diligence. All right, so with that said, let's move on to the next video.